Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Step onto the sexy streets of animal attraction that is New York City. Welcome to Pets in the City, Life in the Urban Jungle. Join host Diane West as she explores the exciting lives, loves, and laments of the people and pets in the world's greatest city. Pets in the City, like the city itself, has something for everyone. Celebrity pet sightings, pet events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So get ready to get dressed to the canines and take a bite out of the Big Apple with your Pets in the City host, Diane West.
Hello, cyber cats, kittens, creatures, canines, and all of creation. This is Diane West coming at you from the greatest city in the world, New York City, with Pets in the City on Pet Life Radio. Well, if you haven't figured out by now, you never know what to expect on our show, much like the city that we report on. We could bring you out to see some bats in Central Park like we did the other week. The week before that, we were on Broadway. And this week, we were on the catwalk, literally, for Pet Fashion Week. Stick around and I'll tell you more about it. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back. Oh, like I was telling you, we were literally on the catwalk this past weekend, August 23rd and 24th, for Pet Fashion Week. I know they call it Pet Fashion Week, but actually it's really a weekend. But I gotta tell you, they pack a lot into that weekend. Boy, you would not believe it. It's in this gorgeous place called the Metropolitan Pavilion, and this is actually the third year that it has been here. And I can tell you from my own experience that it has grown by leaps and bounds. You would not imagine. The first year was a good turnout. Second year was better. This year, it was on freaking believable. There was beautiful models with gorgeous dogs on the catwalk, just like you would any, you know, high fashion week. Packed people, paparazzi, media pens where they penned off the both photojournalists for the print media and the television media. It was phenomenal. So we're gonna try and get you some pictures of that, thanks to my long-suffering and magnificent photographer Barbara Hansen, who works for us at New York Tales magazine, my other hat. So thanks, Barbara. Shout out to you. And so I'm going to bring you some interviews. You'll notice one of the themes I tried to examine was why people do this. Why do people dress up their dogs in Swarovski crystal, in Prada? I mean, you know, does this sound a little bit nuts to you? And I really was quite frank with some people and asked them that. So I asked some people that who were actually at the show right before the show started, the big Saturday Night Fashion Show, and you'll get some interesting insights from them. It was a designer of these clothes, a seller of these clothes, and a big fan of these clothes who's a good friend of us as well. Then I spoke to three up-and-coming award-winning students from Fashion Institute of Technology. And if you know anything at all about fashion and you want to go into the business, FIT is like the Mount Olympus of where you want to go. Put FIT on your resume and you are in like Finland. So I asked them the same question as well as their administrator. So I hope you enjoy what we came up with. I really enjoyed talking to all of them. And let me shut up and let them start talking. And you are here with Diane West in the middle of Chelsea, Manhattan, on August 23rd, 2008, for the third annual Pet Fashion Week. It is an extraordinarily excited crowd here, very eclectic looking crowd. This is the third year that this has been held here, Pet Fashion Week, and really what it is not just showcasing a lot of cute dogs in a lot of cute costumes, which there certainly are plenty of them here, but also a lot of products, you know, that are now seen on the shelves of most pet stores. For example, they're showcasing organic, all-natural product trends, sustainable product trends, and even home furnishings as well, which is really interesting because it shows just how much people are really going to integrate pets into their lives and to their homes. So the show is getting ready to start. Like I said, it's a very festive crowd. My photographer, Barbara Hansen, and I, for New York Tales magazine, doing double duty for Pets in the City and Pet Life Radio, are scouting out a good spot to take some pictures, and I am scouting out some good people to talk to, so hang on.
Unfortunately, we are finally decided to edit out all the anchovies.
I have found three glittering gems among the glitterati of what is the Pet Fashion Show at Pet Fashion Week, actually weekend. But for all the excitement here, it could be a month. And I'm going to have the three good friends of ours introduce themselves quickly as we wait for the runway show to start. Go ahead.
Steve Braverman from BitchNewYork.com.
And
Denny Alexander from Denny Alexander Designs.
And finally,
Grace Forster, a friend of Denny and assisting her this weekend.
And I have to say that Denny and Grace are also joined by the fabulous, fabulous Yorkies.
Portia.
Lovely Portia.
My number one Yorkie and my number two New Yorkie.
And what are the Yorkies wearing tonight?
This young lady, Portia, is wearing my firefly dress, which is red organza and Chinese brocade silk with red organza stand-up collar. And it's bejeweled with Swarovski crystals.
And
Little Mermaid dress is being worn by the baby here, and doesn't she wear it well with a little silk flower and iridescent taffeta changeable silk and another layer of purple satin underneath.
And now Bitch New York, do you sell these designs?
We are an online retailer, and we do sell both items.
Now, I gotta ask.
As well as 5,000 other items.
These are two of your favorites.
Denny is one of our best designers.
Now, okay, I'm going to ask you a question in all seriousness, okay? Looking around at this, looking at the beautiful dogs dressed to the nines, are you crazy?
Yes, we all
absolutely
are completely out of our minds.
Absolutely crazy.
I mean,
I check that every day, and yes, indeed, I most certainly am crazy, but I love it.
I don't understand.
It's good crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. I think it's totally normal. So, is that crazy?
Probably.
Maybe.
My jackets are outside waiting for us.
We're having a great time, though. We're happy to be here. Yes.
Well, I mean, you have to look at it, though, during the evolution of the pet care, you know, industry, which is really a lot of the showcases. We didn't always dress dogs or animals.
I know, and why not? Okay. I mean, goodness gracious.
Well,
we should have been
about
doing
dog
this
food just coming into existence after World War II. So everything is just an evolution. I mean, when I had my first dog in 1992, I had to go to Paris to get a proper dog carrier. Now,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. So lots have happened in, you know, in less than 20 years.
Thank goodness.
and we love it. And then we have designers like Denny who make these couture gowns.
And you have Bitch New York to provide a lot of
Bitch absolutely. New York provides it, you know
she
it.
Provides an invaluable service to us designers. She corrals us all and ropes us in and gets us organized.
Now, Stephen, how long have you been in the industry so far, the pet care industry?
Well, I'm kind of like on the outside. My wife, Stacy, she's the president and owner of Bitch New York, and I'm just here to, you know, pick up the slack.
I facilitate and everything possible.
Bitch New York has been around for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And now, have you found that your customers, like Denny and Grace and Portia and the babies, have actually become more demanding, in your opinion, as to what kind of... quality and what kind of products?
Well, Denny is a designer, and she makes the clothing and the collars and all that stuff. Our customers are very demanding, and they're all
discerning,
out of their minds.
I should say discerning rather than demanding. Yes,
discerning
and tasteful in every
fashion,
way.
Fashion is very important to them.
Yes, it is.
Now, but the dogs don't wear these beautiful. Designs and they are gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But they don't wear them every day, right?
No. They don't have to.
Denny's designs are made for, you know, really, really special occasions.
During the day they wear like t-shirts and
raincoats.
Simple sundresses and raincoats if it's raining that Denny makes with a beautiful hoodie. But no, these are for special occasions.
This is my specialty. This is what I love to do.
Welcome. I'll let us see the catwalk and the dogs.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you're here once again with Diane West from Pets in the City on Pet Life Radio, and we're continuing our coverage of the exciting Pet Fashion Week. It's actually Pet Fashion Weekend, August 23rd and 24th, and I am having the privilege of sitting here with probably three of the most talented designers in New York right now of pet products and accessories. Two of them are actually outfits for pets, and one of them is actually a very practical carrying bag for pets, and these are the winners of the Dog in the City Pet Accessories for the Urban Pup Contest at Fashion Institute of Technology. And Fashion Institute of Technology, for those of you who might not know, out of New York City, it's probably the place to be if you want to be a designer. So we are talking to the top of the top. So I'm just going to start from left to right. And we're going to start with
Emily Simpson.
Emily Simpson, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her design and what about New York City inspired it.
Okay, the design, what I was inspired by was the Swarovski Crystal Company. They were the sponsors. It's very important to know that they were the sponsors, and every design had to incorporate as many crystals as possible. And so we were met by Jessica Jacobs, who was our contact with Swarovski Crystals, and she's from Providence, Rhode Island, and the company is up there. They sent us the catalog. What we did was to go through, choose our elements, and say we want this, 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 and this. And I chose like a fishnet banding because when I looked at it in the catalog, I thought, of course, that would be so good for to breathability to create a doggy carrier to just use for the doggy to look through. And so I think the elements themselves, the innovations from crystallized for Swarovski elements were what influenced me most of all. The theme is the urban dog, of course, and the doggy can go from place to place to place in his or her own home because my bag is big enough for the doggy to live in at home with a flat down zipper door.
Now, as many people in New York know, well, our space is at a premium in our own apartments, so I'd imagine a bag like this could really be very useful as an indoor dog home, and as you said, double as for the globe-trotting dog, or just city street-trotting dog.
If that was the idea, so that the doggy would... I had written before when I spoke to Jessica that my doggy gets very nervous when she sees our suitcases out. So I just take this one out, leave it out with the door open, and she goes in and out for 1 or 2 days. And then she feels happy going in it when we take her, like, to the beach house or trips just to visit friends and relatives. So.
Yeah, and it's definitely for the Mobile City dog. As you can see, it's very beautiful. Thank you. And so next up, we're going to be speaking with Forgive Me. I'm going to give it a try. Ludmila Muzyka?
Yes, Ludmila Muzyka.
And can you explain your design a little bit to us? Beautiful dog dress, by the way.
Hello to everybody. My outfit consists from two dress and top. My inspiration was nature of New York City. My favorite place in New York is Central Park, where I usually like to go and sketching my designs. So that's where I get my idea for this show.
So now, what about this dress reminds you of Central Park? I mean, I'm looking at these beautiful different colored crystals, and it almost reminds me like springtime turning into fall, kind of things like that.
Yes, that's true. I was trying to show how very, very lightly summer turned to the fall. Mm-hmm. So a little bit like flowers, they cover in a green color. So it starts from the light in my top and darker on my dress.
And you were telling us a little bit before, there's some very, very delicate crystal work here. How long did it take you to put these appliques on here?
Like for my top, I spent about 5 hours only to put my crystals on. And for the dress, it took really a lot of time, like, I don't know, one day, probably.
So you have to sketch them out and think about it first, I guess, with all of them. Okay, and now I'm going to give it one more try. Sojung Lim.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
I was inspired by the New York's nightlife. As you know, the New York has a lot of party, and now you don't have to worry about your dog, and because you can take your dog with you to the party, and then you can make gorgeous look with your dog. So I made the silky purple turtleneck dress, so you can wear with your dog, and you can take care of your dog to the party. So it's my purpose. So
what you can do here is have a day at the park with this dress and a nighttime party with that dress, and you could tumble around in Elm
Valley.
There you go.
To get tired of walking.
And from what I understand, I mean, this has become such a popular industry. FIT is actually going to have a certificate program next year.
Yes, right.
Wow.
In summer. It started already in summer, mm-hmm. So it will continue this fall.
Great. Now, I do have to ask you guys, do you guys all have, I know, Ellen, you said you have a pet, right?
Oh, sure. Miniature poodle, Zoe Chelsea Celeste.
Zoe Chelsea Celeste. Sounds like a very classy poodle.
Mm-hmm. She's full of herself.
And how about you ladies? Do you have pets? Or?
Yeah, I have two dogs. Mm-hmm. So they are Schnauzer and... They're gorgeous, I think.
Mm-hmm. And would they patiently staying using as models for you? Or?
No, I think they can't wear this because they are too big to wear.
Like
this for really small cuties, though, like Chihuahua or Marquis thing.
It seems like, do people seem to dress smaller dogs more often than larger dogs? Does it seem that way?
Yeah, I think. It looks pretty. Prettier than, you know, they can wear.
Now, other than clothing, what are some trends that you could share with some of our listeners that three up-and-coming designers like yourselves could tell us about? What should we be looking for in terms of pet accessories, in the next few years, I guess?
I noticed.
I had two waves offs, by the way. Go ahead.
I noticed here at the show, I noticed a lot of jewelry. My doggy has not worn jewelry yet. They have necklaces and bracelets and more jewelry matching the owner.
Actually, in current time, I'm fashion designer apparel. I really love evening wear and couture. So, but after this competition, I guess I will do something for pets later on, I hope.
So this inspired you, really?
Really, really. I was surprised that I'm one of the winners, and really, it's very good experience.
Now, be honest with me. When the three of you entered FIT, did you in your million years think you were going to be designing coats for dogs or bags for dogs?
Never. Never.
Ever, ever.
That was not part of the deal.
So what happened?
I don't know. My professor told me, you have to do this. It's your job. That's it. I had no choice.
And you ladies actually had told us right before the interview you'd never met each other. You actually met only through province of the flyer in the elevator, right? Saying that this contest was going on.
Yeah, we never met each other before that. And then actually I met her at the...
Oh, in other words, when they had a class. Swarovski Company had a class and taught us how to apply crystals.
Crystal, so yeah. Actually I met her.
That's where I saw you.
Yeah.
So now, some people think dressing your dogs is a little bit over the top. You guys obviously have feelings one way or the other about that. What are your thoughts about dressing dogs? Can people go a little bit too nutsy? And, you know, why or why not? No takers for this question.
I think when you say most of the clothes that we see are for small doggies, I think there are pet owners who make toys out of their dolls. I mean dolls out of their doggies. And so that's where you see most of the clothes. My doggie's like 18 pounds, and I just think she wouldn't like to be wearing clothes, mainly because she bites them when we put them on. But when they just look so beautiful aesthetically when they're placed in little carriages with doggies, so it's a hobby, so to speak. Rather than collecting dolls and dressing doll babies, then you collect doggies.
And I mean, do you think ethically that's good that people should humanize their dogs like this? I mean, I know this is a growing debate.
I think I read an article just the other day that said that dogs lose body temperature. So that is an argument about putting something on in cold weather. Otherwise, in the summer, no.
So in the summer, the clothing probably wouldn't be appropriate.
It would be only for the pleasure of the owner to look at.
And these two beautiful dresses here would obviously be for something like the beautiful fashion show that we saw last night, or if you're going to the Grammy Awards or something like that. So, but they are absolutely beautiful. I mean, one thing I've heard from one pet clothing designer is that it's when they're dressing up their dogs, it's not so much for the dogs, but it's for each other. It's a way that they could get together and have fun and laugh. And I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, you have a beautiful party dress here.
Yeah, because actually my dog, she doesn't want to wear the clothes. So, but I think that the owner, you know, people want to take care of their dog like their children now. So actually it's for, not for doggies, for, you know, me. For
more for the person.
Yeah, more for the person, I think.
Yeah, no, well, they are beautiful. Well, we're going to be keeping an eye out for these three wonderful coming up fashion designers here, and we thank them for taking time out from their very busy schedules before they start seeing the orders coming in to talk to us here at Pet Life Radio. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting me.
We are now talking with one of the godmothers, I guess, of the FIT program, Joan Volpe.
I'm the director for the Center for Professional Studies at FIT, part of the School of Continuing and Professional Studies.
Now, I asked the students, I'm going to ask you, and how long have you been at FIT, if I may ask?
I've been at FIT about 25 years. I'm a professor in the Fashion Merchandising Management Department, actually, on a part-time basis, but I've been in charge of the Center for Professional Studies for many years, and in that capacity, we design training, education, information programs for people who are out and working in the related fashion industries to help ensure success either in what they are doing or maybe a career move. We also, of course, work with companies, and we're global. We're involved with this because this is an emerging field, and we're always looking for niche opportunities, new fields that we think that the basic FIT education could complement, and then with a few additional courses, the person can turn themselves into a specialist for that. So we have, in the center, we have several professional development certificates.
Now, Joe, one second. What 25 years ago, when you came to FIT, in your wildest dreams, did you think there was going to be a special class for pet design and accessories?
No. Definitely not. Even up to 3 years ago, although I was aware of this as in terms of consumer behavior, I was not looking at it for the strong parallels that exist with the fashion business. And there are wonderful parallels. And so we think that it's an up-and-coming market, and it's a terrific way for people who have creative abilities to either reposition themselves or to start a business. And on the side of retailing, there are great opportunities for people with new companies that are starting up. I spoke with a man today who has already a chain of 10 stores, and he's looking to go coast to coast with that chain. So I think there are some great opportunities here in this market, and so does the college.
Now, you're obviously professional. It's really been up and on all the trends for the last 25 years, purchasing behavior, design, and what have you. What changed? How did we get from, a plastic bowl with some dog food in it to suddenly Swarovski crystals and eco-friendly bowls and poop bags? And what happened?
Well, the chief motivator for all products is lifestyle. Many people think that people in the fashion business create things in hopes that maybe somebody is going to come and buy it or wear it. But the fact of the matter is that people live their lives in certain ways, and then that creates the demand for product. And I think that the pet, the dog, cat, probably as well, and other pets, these are members of the family. And as we have become much more attuned to nature, much more aware of stress factors in our environment, much more aware of the nurturing and the way in which we need to bring up our children and teach them to be gentle and kind, I think that the pet's position in the family has been elevated so that they are sitting right at the table now, right along with the kids, or for people who don't have kids, it's a way to express love. We also know that people who have pets live longer, longer lives. And so I think to go from that to initially all the concerns 10, 15 years ago about good nutrition, better health care, etc. Only, the decorative side of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, some people look at this and say, this is too much. I mean, there's people starving in the world. I mean, how do you justify this? I mean, I'm not asking you that, but just theoretically.
I can understand that, and I think that you can ask that same question about very expensive automobiles, or does every woman need to be dripping with diamonds, or do you need to live in a McMansion? But from the viewpoint of the nature of human beings, bodily adornment, lifestyle adornment, and surrounding oneself with objects of beauty is part of our humanity and can be traced back to time immemorial. And so I think that when people buy their bowls for their pets or the beds or whatever, it's they're going to want it to kind of express themselves and express their style. So the animal truly becomes an extension of what the person is all about. And I think there are some very serious issues in the world that we all need to be looking at. But I think that we need to have experiences of happiness and humor and fun. And why not have that in the family with your with a pet?
It's true. I mean, I think everyone's seen if a dog enters the room sometimes, just everybody usually perks up and smiles.
Exactly. You can see that here at this event. It's amazing to see people coming out with their dogs and the outfits and the grooming and so forth. It's been a lot of fun. Also, at the same time, of course, we're here and we're learning. We've had a lot of people tell us tips that where there are important things that need to be done in the business and ways in which we can help them. I learned, for instance, that there's been a big emphasis on apparel and jewelry and collars and leashes for the little dog, the little cute dog that, you know, we've seen the celebrities have. And yet there's a big wide open area in design for large dogs, and many people are, it's not only just dress the dog up for fun, but suppose you do have a city dog, what do you, protecting the paws, or in the winter, the salt that's put down on the ground, what about hygiene, you're bringing, more and more animals are really very much a part of the family, do you want the dog that you walked out on the sidewalk on the road to be on your child's bed? So it isn't just purely, you know, to for the fun of it. I think behind a lot of these products there is concern for the animal, concern for the environment in the home. Well, if you're going to buy the product, then why not have it a well-designed product?
Right, and something that'll fit in into your
exactly.
So and now the actual theme of this whole contest was the urban pet and the urban dog.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And so you touched on some of those themes that you know, you, in the winter we have salt and ice to worry about on the paws and dirt on the fur and things like that. And what about home design? A lot of us, unfortunately, are shall we say space challenged. So a lot of I've noticed a lot of designs around here are trying to go for that as well, to go into small spaces and maximize space?
Absolutely. Not only is there a need for well thought out product in terms of apparel, but also in lifestyle products, bedding, leashes, colors, carry bags are very important. We were just discussing the fact that so many people in the city regularly ride the bus or take the subway, for instance, and you need a carrier that's lightweight. Suppose your dog weighs 18 pounds, and yet you need something that's going to protect that dog, not smother the dog, and give you the ability to get around the city. You have the same problem in the suburbs where the dog is riding in a car and you need to provide some type of seatbelt situation or riding baby seat kind of a device. So there's just a tremendous opportunity for intelligent, inventive product.
And of course, just to sum up, one of the things that FIT is doing to pursue the open area of an intelligent design, no pun intended, is to offer courses. Actually, this is the first time you guys are actually offering specific courses on pet accessory and design, correct?
Yes. We just this past spring, we debuted our new professional development certificate program, which is pet product development design, and we have it for pet product design and marketing, and we already have 15 people in the program. We have more that have signed up for this fall. It's a one-year program, six courses. And again, this is for the adult. This is for the person who's probably already gone to college, is out there and working, and is looking for a career redirection, because we think there's great opportunities in this emerging market, or they are in the market and they need to be smarter about running their businesses, smarter about design of product.
And how would you get more information about that, Joan?
www.fitmyc.edu, which is the college's website, and the information is on there under the Center for Professional Studies. Also, somebody can do www.fitnyc.edu/professional studies, one word, and you'll get the whole complete program and pictures of this event.
Okay, and the name of this specific course is Pet
Product Design? Pet Product Design and Marketing.
Okay. All right, okay. Great. So we'll see if we could send some aspiring designers your way.
We'd love to talk to them. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joan. If you haven't figured it out, never a dull minute in this city. Always something going on. And you know what's going to be going on right now? A word from our magnificent sponsors, who we do hope you will patronize and keep us on the air, getting you these wonderful stories. We'll be right back. Stay tight.
All right, this is my stop, Commercial Boulevard. Yeah, that's funny. Pets in the City will be back in a New York minute. Don't go anywhere.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, all you yuppie puppies and city kitties, Pets in the City is back with more urban animals and cool cosmopolitan critters. Try saying that three times fast. Right, Diane?
Well, if you actually didn't go to the Pet Fashion Week yourself, or Pet Fashion Weekend again, sorry, we hope that you enjoyed almost being there. I hope it was close to good as being there with our auditory review. Again, it was really very interesting. And, you know, let me clarify, it wasn't just clothing. Some of the people and the designers there really have made quite ingenious fixtures for the home, pet bowls that are ergonomically correct and also aesthetically pleasing. Like, for example, I came across a designer of bowls who makes them out of old wine crates. They're really, really great. And then there's another one who positions the bowl. It's kind of made out of marble, and it positions it at such an angle so that, you know, your poor dog or cat doesn't have to really kind of been eating as if they're standing on their head. So really, you know, I just want to clarify, it's not just clothes and such that they show at Pet Fashion Week. A lot of really innovative things for the home and for your life. So definitely, you know, check out some of the vendors there. The website is petfashionweek.com, and it still should be up there. And like I said, my goodness, I blinked and the summer got away from me, but we still have a lot of events going on. Let's see. Check out our calendar on New York Tales website, www.newyorktales.com. As usual, there's always too much going on for me to tell you and to prattle on about. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed our show. We'll talk to you soon, and who knows what we'll be talking about, but you know it'll be interesting. Take care, and we will talk to you, Pets in the City, on Pet Life Radio very soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West, celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.